Good morning, and welcome to this special Pledge Day edition of The Quiz Show. But first, before I give you my name, let me remind you that you are listening to WDRT Viroqua. You don't get this stuff just anywhere. My name is Ed Holohan. I'm hosting for you today. We are so glad that you joined us this morning for 1 hour of Quizzy Puzzlers radio trivia and even a special secret guest. This guest is so secret, I don't know who they are. As you already know, today is our one-day fall day pledge drive, so this is the first of many times we will be giving you this phone number, which is
938-608-638. 608-638-9378.
Okay, one more time, everybody.
608-638-9378.
You can always count on the folks at DRT to get it right eventually. That's important. And because it's Pledge Day, we have assembled an exceptional bundle of brains to compete for the title of smartest kid on the block, or at least the loudest kid on the block. Michael Price has moved from accounting to contesting. Welcome, Mr. Price.
I'd like to think it was because of my exceptional math skills.
Absolutely.
That I was able to excel to this new position.
Transitioned.
Congratulations on your excellence. Oh, nice. That's where that comes from.
Hey.
You learned something on the quiz show.
This guy's pretty smart.
What's that in your hands there, kiddo?
Well, I brought something to assist us in our show today.
Okay, everybody get ready to duck.
This is based a little bit on last time we were here.
Yeah.
And just in case anybody gets a little perturbed or angry, you can just grab this cute little green guy. I found him at the dollar store, and he goes like this when you get angry and squeeze him.
Oh.
So anytime, okay. I'm going to put it right here on the table, anytime anybody gets angry or frustrated, you grab him and you squeeze him for all he's worth.
Thank you.
He looks scared.
Thank you, sir. Kirsten Layer is with us this morning for the first time. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling nervous. I know that I'm being flanked.
You're
I'm
a radio star. What do you mean you're nervous?
By seasoned professionals, so I'm green.
Who told you that?
Be nice.
Donna Karasek joins us for the first time today. I used to love your show, Donna and the B-Sides.
Donna and the B-Sides.
Would you come back?
Show
come back, Donna.
What's on the other side of the vinyl? I might consider that.
Yay!
That was great fun. That was, Wednesday mornings, as I recall? Do you remember?
Yeah.
I don't expect you. You're a very busy grandma, so you don't have to remember things, except when I ask you questions, then you do have to remember things. Now, the rules, folks, the rules are simple. The panel will be asked a question. The first player to buzz in will have a chance to answer. If the answer is incorrect,
ooh, these are very...
another panelist may buzz in using your, of course, high-tech, very expensive buzzers. Thank you. They have a lockout, just in case you're wondering. Let's see now. What else? If you give a correct answer, you will receive 1 point. We like to keep it simple around here because the master of the account says, hey, either you keep it simple or I'm walking. So it's 1 point per correct answer. There won't be any bonus questions. If you want to expound on something, that's fine, but you ain't gonna get credit for it. You know what I mean? No extra credit. Now, today being today, we're gonna ask you for your bucks, your hard-earned dollars. Let me pitch one thing first and foremost, and you'll hear this 28 more times today. You know those folks out on the hill, Organic Valley? Well, they're matching $5,000 dollar for dollar. And since you're the wizard of the counts, let's say somebody gave $10. What would that?
$10.
What would that add up to?
Oof. So if someone gives $10,
yeah,
just straight up one time $10,
yeah,
that will actually compute
uh-huh.
to $20 with the match.
Yeah. Well, then
and
why
then
wouldn't
if they
you
give
do that?
$200.
Oh, for instance, what happens?
$400 is what that comes to. So,
dang, are you
that's
listening, Mary?
A spicy number.
So,
oh, nice. Thank you for that.
No better time. Bodes
well for the scorekeeping.
No better time.
And while you're doing that, you might consider becoming a sustainer. It's the best way to give. Yeah, sustainers, raise your hands. We got a gorgeous, ego boosting lapel pin for you. It's like pure silver. Mm. It's worth a small fortune. Don't look at me like that. I'd like to make things up. It's okay.
I've heard a couple of people got tackled for theirs.
I wish.
I'm all about honesty and integrity.
Okay, you go in. You go. It's not quite silver.
So what's it made of?
Anyway, call us today with your pledge of support. What is that phone number? One more time, please.
608-638-9378.
Okay, panelists. You got your smarty pants on? I hope you do.
We don't sound brainwashed at all.
One of us.
This game. Ooh, next time. This game is called On This Date. So it's about stuff that happened on September 17th. On this date, in 1787, a majority of the delegates signed the U.S. Constitution into law. Wait for it. And what city did they meet to do that? Michael?
Philadelphia.
You'd be right for a point.
Sorry. I was going to say
Happy
that.
Dance.
Yeah, I was going to. You'll hear that a lot today. I was going to say that. Remember?
I had no idea I knew that.
Remember to use your buzzers. In 1978, Anwar Sadat of Egypt and Menachem Begin of Israel signed the Camp David Accords. You remember that was when it was going to bring us peace in the Middle East? Yeah. Who was the American president who hosted those two? Donna.
Jimmy Carter.
You'd be right for a point.
Oh, my well favorite done. President.
He just turned 100.
He deserves it.
Truly. In 2011, the Occupy Wall Street movement began in Zuccotti Park. Ooh. Where is Zuccotti Park? Michael?
Mars.
Wrong! Anybody else care? Zuccotti Park, 2011, Occupy Wall Street.
It was in New York.
Yes. Yes.
I was like, where? Do you want the coordinates?
That's where they moved Wall Street.
I thought they just did it where it was convenient.
I know.
I had no idea.
This is like the too easy question on the test. You're like, oh no.
See, don't fool yourself. Born on this day in 1923, the American country singer and songwriter. One of his biggest hits was Your Cheatin' Heart. Donna.
How many seconds do I have?
You go.
You're done.
There's a junior.
Tick, 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 tick.
You go.
Tick, tick, tick.
His name's right at the top of my head.
I'm going to have to buzz you out on that one. Sorry. Who? Somebody want to pick up on that? Songwriter. Your Cheatin' Heart. Lovesick Blues. I'm so lonesome I could die.
Yeah, I can hear the wail, okay? I can hear it in the ear.
Okay, I'm going to have to buzz us out.
Next.
You're going to kick yourselves. It was Hank Williams.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know.
exactly.
What is the zodiac sign for people born on September 17th? Kirsten.
Virgo.
You'd be right for a point.
You picked up the little green guy like you were going
to
miss
that one. I was ready to squeeze.
There are three other zodiac signs that are considered to be the most compatible with Virgos. Mm. Name one of those.
Oh, weird. Okay.
One of those.
Compatible with Virgo.
There's three of them. Name one. There's that Virgo's, almost up.
I thought Virgo was compatible with
Taurus?
Yes.
Oh,
nice guess.
Yes.
The other two being
so one in ten.
Nice guess.
Capricorn and Pisces would have done
gonna
it too.
I was going to say Pisces.
That's the second I was going to for you.
We should have a drinking contest, not at 9 in the morning.
638-9378. Let's see.
Shot
on
of
this,
coffee.
On this day in 1778, the Treaty of Fort Pitt was signed. It was the first treaty signed between a Native American nation and what other entity? Who was the other signer of that treaty? The Fort Pitt Treaty in 1778. I see a buzzer creeping up. Michael!
It would have been the United States.
You'd be right. Oh. It was the first.
The early United States.
Yeah. That
like sure maybe with the 13th.
I know. I was like, hold up, guys.
Okay. On this date in 1928, the Okeechobee hurricane struck what American state? Okeechobee. Donna.
Oklahoma.
Nope. Good try. What? Michael.
Florida.
Florida would be right. That storm happened to kill 2,500 people.
Whoa.
That was a bad one. In 1974, use your words, Bangladesh, Guinea-Bissau, and Grenada joined what international organization? 1974. Donna.
NATO.
No. Sorry. Somebody? Any Michael?
The Lollipop Guild.
Wrong again. Oh. Kirsten, the field is wide open. 1974, three smaller nations. You ready to beep yourself?
I'm ready to beep myself because my brain is okay. Blank, but I know the answer.
Yes, it's the United Nations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know. Last one of this round, the author of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Sometimes a Great Notion was born on this day in 1935. A hint? Electric Kool-Aid acid test was written about him and his adventurous pals. Who is this author? Give it a shot, Mike.
Jack Kerouac?
Oh, you're in the right ballpark. Anybody else? Anybody else? It's a double K. It's a KK name. Ken Kesey is the answer. Yep. Ann, get out your abacus, will you? And see where
we
stand.
Just a second here.
Watch out for the sticky key that got me every time.
Mm. Hate that. All right. All right. So now here we are at the quiz show after the first round. We've got Donna with 1 point.
Woo!
Yeah. Kirsten with 2 points.
Oh,
doubling Donna's point.
I sense a progression here.
And then Michael doubling once again at 4 points.
Whoa. 1, 2, 4?
I'm just as surprised as you. I'm just as surprised as you. I got like 1 hour of sleep. Check my Facebook, you'll know.
We have records.
Before we go any further, I want to remind you about that OV match. First $5,000, folks. We can use that up now.
Where are we at?
We're getting there. We're better than 60% of the way there. I'll let you do the math because this is a quiz show. And I need to thank, there's a long list, and we'd love all of these people. We need to thank Florence and Dan and Ron of Metco and Brad and Brian and Kathleen and Alex and Richard and Mark and Dan and Dr. Greg and Rebecca and Monique. And I've just been handed two more.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, three more. Gigi, Lawrence, and Diana. Thank you all so much. We are on a roll, folks. Let's keep that going, shall we? Let's keep that beautiful thing going. Did you hear that? That was the live studio audience. They're a little shy, but
where'd
they'll
you
check
hide
in.
Them?
They'll check.
Are they underneath the?
Yeah, they're allowed underneath the table.
They'll check in from time to time. Right.
They're very short.
Lilliputians.
Very short.
Don't knock short.
He said. Kirsten?
Yes.
Why do you DJ here?
Why do I DJ here? Yeah. It's all I've ever known, Ed. Okay. I know no other life but the life of a volunteer DJ. No, I absolutely, well, fun fact, Terry and I actually moved here because of the radio station.
Get out.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we were looking for a small town in Wisconsin with a radio station that was a community radio station, and WDRT was hiring. But that's not why I DJ here. I DJ here because I think there's nothing more beautiful than being able to bring the thing I love most, which is international music, to an incredible town of 5,000 people. And it's really fun to pour my soul out every other week for you, make you a little mixtape, and then hear in the grocery line, hey, I actually really love that. And then it starts a conversation with someone I didn't even know.
It is the coolest thing.
It's the connector.
Hey, you know how you pay for that show? How do they pay for that show? For instance, if they wanted to call in right now and pledge their support, what would they call? What number?
I would say, Donna's got her buzzer ready. Donna?
608-638-9378.
And if somebody...
Where's the correct...
Owned a computer. If somebody had, for instance, a computer, how would they get to us? Yes, Kirsten.
WDRT.org. And I'm sure it just pops right up when you go there. You don't have to work too hard.
There's a big, beautiful donate button. There goes Jay Hoffman.
Bye, Jay Hoffman.
Thanks for radio, buddy. Thank you. We got picture windows down here. So if you folks are at all inclined, come on down, make faces at us, and give us your money.
Yeah,
take a picture of us through the window.
638-9378. It's time. I love it when you signal me. I'm talking to Terry O'Connor, the brilliant brains behind this show.
The silent genius.
This is called DRT Rivia.
Oh, snap.
And who's the DJ? So you're going to hear some sound cues, and you're going to get some questions.
Like, oh, we're going to hear music and guess
it's
whose show it's
from? It's
all
DRT stuff. The fans are pouring in. Join them.
Fun.
All our contestants have or have had a regular show on this station. That means, of course, they love the place. First one is who's the DJ? Would you play it, please, sir?
This is, as we've talked about before, this is a one-way
Kirsten.
My Kappa, Mr. Kappa, Senor Kappa.
That's right, he has no, the man who has no first name. On what date, in which year, date and year, WDRT begin broadcasting? Michael.
2010.
And what date?
September 17th.
Yes. Okay. That's 1 point. 1 point.
Lucky I remembered what day it was today, because I wouldn't have gotten there.
Yeah, that would have been really tough. Okay. Who is the DJ?
The Hillbilly Hellcats from 1996 going, please don't do that hippie dance. Are there any
Donna?
Left?
That's Margot
the Hillbilly.
Nope. Oh. Sorry.
Is it K. O'Brien? I don't know.
Yes, it is. It's The Magnificent K.
This is what happens when you leave your radio on all day.
There's a point to that. What was the first song ever broadcast on WDRT? Michael.
Isn't She Lovely?
Yeah, she sure is, and you'd be right.
Stevie Wonder. Yeah.
How did you know that?
I know.
I was reminded this morning when Jim played it, because I heard it on the radio.
He always leads off with
that wake up early.
Totally charming. Who is the DJ?
I don't know about you.
Of course, how would I know about you? How would I ever know
Kirsten.
About you?
Deacon Carl.
Well, the one and
the
only.
The one and only.
The best
the
gospel
only,
show in the world.
The only leader I listen to on Sunday.
What an awesome guy.
Okay. I was going to make this a multiple choice, but I didn't. Name a former programming coordinator at WDRT.
Who wants this one?
A former? Who needs a point?
Who wants this one? Donna?
Former.
I'm just keeping
Donna.
My...
Donna!
Would that be me?
That's a great idea, and I'd love to give you the
oh
point,
gosh.
But I can't.
I'm like...
Was it lost to history?
Kirsten.
Jim Hallberg.
Yes. Yes. He was also the only other programming coordinator. So I thought maybe that was a throwaway, but thanks, Donna. Thanks. And feel free to give the answer me anytime you want.
Any question. Okay.
Me.
Okay.
Oh, not now. Sorry.
Who? I did say anytime.
You did.
Who?
Your fault.
Is the DJ?
I hate it when we give anyone indigestion.
Unfair.
Yeah, well, Michael, who is it?
Off that dreamy sequence.
Free space.
It is my lovely wifey, DJT.
Yes, and by the way.
Voice like honey.
If you folks want to double your thrill while you're giving us money, DJT just happens to be answering the phone right now.
That's right.
Thank you to her. Thank you to all of you. We do appreciate it. What do the initials RLE stand? Donna?
That would be Robert Lambert.
You're right. Who is the DJ? Donald Trump, Nelson Mandela, and Jesus Christ. Kirsten.
Well, the most incredible Symphony Sunday DJ.
Give
and Hallberg.
And I never listened to this,
oh,
like
so
sorry.
I don't
recognize
no, I like
the voice.
Yes, yours truly, Ed Hallberg,
no,
was the DJ.
Is
I'm getting
a point?
Warm
she
in here. Hey, you know.
I told you it was going to get hot in here.
Wait, we don't do half points.
No, we don't do half points.
I
forgot. A point. You get a point.
Your name.
Why is there a W in front of WDRT? Yes, Michael.
Two reasons, actually.
Okay, you go.
One,
you
we
go.
Are east of the Mississippi.
That's the one I was looking for.
And two, we had a choice. As I recall, the story goes, we could have chosen K as well, but we chose W because we're so close to the Mississippi.
Excellent answer. I'd like to give you 17 points, but you're only getting one. Thank you. And that closes that round. So while Ann takes a minute
what is it
to
west
find
of
some
the
totals for us.
What is it west of the Mississippi?
K.
K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
And then
you,
Canada
you.
Is C.
Oh,
for Canada. Okay. We couldn't have done A,
Canada.
Apparently.
In Guadalupe is G.
Oh, there you go.
I can hear the wheels turning. It's
Oh, my brain hurts a little
bit. Here she comes. Here she comes.
Only halfway through. Okay. So Donna doubled her points. She's now at 2 points. Yes. Nice. Kirsten is inching towards Michael with 7 points.
Nice.
And Michael is at 8 points.
We will stick good fight game. For the win.
Good game.
Oh, I will good demolish game. You, Michael.
Yep.
Do not.
Hey, folks. We still got almost $2,000 that OV is going to give us.
Easy
when
peasy.
You pledge. All right? So give us your pledge. 638-9378.
That's right. And if it's we make time. Money on this show, they'll have us back to do it again.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep. Otherwise, they'll kick us to the curb.
As we all know, life is short. Okay. It's time for common knowledge.
Oh, no. Let's just rub it in.
I'm going to name. Yeah. I thought someone would get that. We'll name 3 things. You tell us what they have in common. Are you ready? Say yes. Script
yes.
says
sure.
We're all
yes.
say yes.
We legally have to.
Okay.
Say
I'll go along proceed. With that.
What do Roman, Greek, and Byzantine have in common? Common. Roman, Greek, Byzantine. Donna.
Empires.
Absolutely.
Wow.
See, the game's going to go like that.
I had no yeah. clue. I was going to say marble.
What do diamonds, rubies, and sapphires? Kirsten.
They are all beautiful, sparkly.
You could call them gemstones.
That gems. I was like, it's gems.
Okay, good.
I feel
that's
like
good for a point.
Gems is like
what are Brooklyn,
belittling them.
Queens, and the Bronx? Kirsten.
Boroughs.
In New York City, you're
in
right.
New York City, yes.
What do Ron, Hermione, and Kirsten, somebody's
all
on a roll.
Witches and wizards at Hogwarts School of
I will take
of
that.
Wizardry. Okay. Why, what was the third one?
They're Harry Potter characters.
Oh, you also have to look what? Low, Ed, because my... Just, yeah.
Oh,
taller,
did you?
It goes
okay.
up to...
Okay.
I'm not sure she's
sorry,
getting,
dear.
Yeah. I can just squat.
Okay.
I can squat.
I'm with you.
This is good. Power squat.
What do Macbeth, Othello, and the merchant Donna...
Those are all from Shakespeare.
Yes. Yes. Don't you hate it when it goes blank? When you know
ready.
What it is? Yeah. What are?
I feel like the stick makes us forget.
It does. What are Space Mountain, Thunder Mountain, and the Seven Dwarfs? That was a Kirsten.
Oh, I was, you know what? I didn't hear the third one. I was going to say they're Disney rides.
You'd be right. You'd be
wait,
right.
Rides?
What do Carrie, Misery, and It? Donna?
Those are books by... what's his name?
You got
from
it.
Out East.
He only eats the same sandwich every day for lunch.
I know.
Who is it?
All of a sudden, just the name keeps
I
leaving
hate
me.
That
he's side of the, sort of the king of authors
I know,
these days.
Stephen King.
Right. Ah! You'd be right.
We're all rooting for it.
And Misery was a horrible movie.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
It was tough. Good. I have a story about that later, but we're running a little late. What do RBI, HBP, and OB, Donna?
Those are all things in baseball.
Yep. You got it. That was quick.
Baseball thingies.
What
stats?
What go. Do Yangtze, Mekong, and Yellow have in common?
Rivers.
Kirsten, they are rivers. Last one. Who are Athos, Porthos, and Aramis? Athos, Michael.
Greek gods.
No, but I like it. Athos, Porthos, and Aramis. 2 more seconds. 3 more seconds. They are the Three Musketeers.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
That's not real. Is
I
that real?
I know that.
Okay, I thought I was missing on some philosophy thing for a second. I'm like, oh,
got that abacus going there?
I thought it was Bob, Fremen, and Weasel.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm
do we,
ready.
We each get a point taken away when no one gets it? I guess it doesn't matter at that point.
Woo! So, Donna... You know, has come up a bit here. She's got 6 points.
Woo!
Nice right. job. Kirsten kicked Ooh. It. She's at 12. Sorry to say, Michael, taking a dive. He's still at 8.
Mm, I may have fallen
That's okay.
asleep.
You were.
I'll whack you with a stick next time.
But there's still time.
We coached. No, I won't
I
say it. Never mind.
Kirsten was
Never
knocking mind. It out okay. of the park.
I see that it's rolling up on time for another game. You know the game. It's a favorite, especially for you music types. It's called Name That Tune.
Oh, is it?
Yes,
go ahead.
Go.
Is the tune just straight up the tune, or is something funny happening to the tune? Sorry.
It was just
okay.
the tune.
No,
last
it was good prompt.
I'm nervous.
because it's Pledge Day, we're going to play songs about money. Okay?
Oh.
That's right, money. We ask you for money 2 days a year, right? And this is one of them. So
Only
send
two
us
days.
Your money.
Some stations contestants, spend weeks.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm. Contestants, are you ready to play Name That Tune?
Hope yes. So.
I am ready.
Would you play the first one, please?
Donna.
She works hard for the money. She by does. Tina Turner.
She does.
Donna's going to dominate in this, I think.
Play the next one, please.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do.
Anybody?
I don't know who sings
nothing
that.
Nothing to lose. Okay, never
take
mind. That was... take.
I just said that.
Take the money and run.
Take the money and run. Steve Miller Band.
Oh, Steve Miller Band.
Nobody got that. Did somebody get that?
No.
Did somebody get that?
I raised it just as he was saying.
That's a point.
Yeah, I don't know if he...
Yeah, you go. Okay. That's a point.
Michael
point for
it?
Michael.
He's the judge, so I had
oh,
to...
Oh, just the title, not the artist. Great.
Right.
Okay.
Just the title. Thank you, Mr. Producer. Thank you. Okay, here's our next one. Number three, please.
P-I-G-P-O-P-P-A, no info for the DEA. Federal agents mad because I flagrant tapped myself and the phone in the basement.
I know this, Kirsten. Every word of this song, but I do not know the title.
Okay. Anybody? 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 Michael?
Must be the money.
It was close. No. No.
No.
It's called Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Oh, my God. I know
yeah.
It.
I think
okay.
I got the words on that.
Number four, if you please. Donna?
Donna was just rocking.
I was just dancing.
Okay, Michael.
Money Talks AC/DC.
You would be right.
Whoa. Okay, can't dance with stick in hand.
Yeah, no, stick down. Note to self.
Good song title. Work on that. Never dance with a stick in your hand. No, we're going to drop that. Number five, please, if you will.
Buy you diamond ring, my friend.
Money Can't Buy Me Love.
Yes, Kirsten, you'd be
my
right.
My favorite Beatles album. That's off of me.
We have another for you. Please.
In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man. I
Michael.
Money, money, money.
Money, money, money.
Yep. She had hers first.
Did you have it?
I did.
Do you want to be in the middle?
Who sang it?
Is this, do you know already?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
ABBA.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, also we're going to make a rare exception here and give a point to each. Point for Michael, point for Donna. Okay?
All right. Yeah, I can go with that.
Okay. Good.
No
Thanks
stick
for being flexible.
For you.
Here we come. Yeah, watch the stick dancing. Number seven.
We got to install microwave ovens.
Michael.
Money for nothing.
Money for nothing.
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits. This is the last song of this round, so. Kirsten.
If I were a rich girl, or just rich girl.
Rich, you got it. You got it. That is the point. Now, that was a little frantic there, and thanks for helping the old host out. I appreciate it. Anytime you guys want to tell me what really happened, you tell me what really happened. It's great. Our Wizard of the Accounts is approaching.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Oh,
ready.
Here she comes.
I'm ready. All right, Donna, moving up, 8 points.
Woo!
And then Michael's at 12 points. And Kirsten is still in the lead with 14.
Ooh.
It's a slow climb, but
can't
I'm climbing.
See any
She's climbing.
There,
nice.
And
nice
is,
look.
Is stick dancing similar to pole dancing? I'm just
excuse
I'm
just me?
I was just wondering.
Excuse me?
It's a lot less structurally sound.
No, it's considered exercise now, Ed. It's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
considered
perfect
exercise.
Okay. Yeah, I see where you're going with
it. You can
that.
Do it in studios with other friends. Now.
I'd like to see you try
you
it. I'd like to see you try
hey, look,
it.
Look, DJ T's at the window.
Whoa.
Yes, come on in. Come on in, dear friend. I can't believe this.
Oh my
goodness. I got
that's
some more.
A long
Did she
list.
Bring
got
us
some
money?
More people to thank. Yeah, she does nothing but bring us money.
Yes.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, cross out. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Peter. Something's going on and we're covering gracefully. Yes. Hey, you know what? Let's take this moment to ask people to pledge their love for us.
Yeah.
Come on. How do they do that? Somebody take a shot at this.
We can call.
Yeah.
608-638-9378.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And you can go over to WDRT.org.
Yes.
/donate if you want to type it all in. Or you can just click on donate. And it'll take you right through the process.
Yeah, Kirsten. Yeah.
We forgot the most fun one.
Oh, what? Yeah.
You can come down to the station.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We want to hang out.
Yeah.
That's right. If you get here before we leave and finish this, we might even wave at you.
We'll give you
with
money.
Our sticks. We'll stick wave.
No.
Ed.
What? It comes in? The money comes in.
If you guys come in, you can see Donna stick dance.
There you go.
Woo!
That's a premium.
Yeah.
That.
Come on down.
We thought we had thank you gifts.
Stick
we don't.
With Donna.
For a sustaining pledge of $120.
Okay. Okay, folks. It's
right
now.
On.
Now, it's time for us to be incredibly. You can put your buzzers down. You can take your glasses off.
Oh, gosh.
You can put
it's time.
So naked.
Your blindfolds on.
Do we get a last request?
Yes.
Yeah, do I get a final meal?
Just so you know, we do it out back. We won't shoot you in here. Our panelists,
with water guns.
Our panelists are being blindfolded, and they must swear to me that they cannot see.
I'm going to bonk the mic a whole bunch.
Do I need to check them?
We're checking them. We're checking them.
I'm going to check them.
We're checking them. Apparently they're in place because our producer has given him the check.
Why didn't you just use duct tape, Ed? This is ridiculous.
Next time. Okay.
It's like with the eyelashes.
Because we spare no expense on this show.
Can I request a coffee? A coffee.
Now,
assistant?
Folks, pay careful attention here.
I'm blind.
Our mystery guest has entered the room.
I've run into someone.
Hello, mystery guest. My goodness. Now, you out there in the listening audience may have noticed that our mystery guest is using the latest in voice. What would you call that, mystery guest?
Voice altering technology.
It's very effective. You can't even tell whether,
I don't even know what he's saying.
Whether our guest is human, which
what is he saying?
Might be one of your questions as we get into this. We're going to play.
He looks human.
Would you say yes?
Yes.
Would you say no?
No.
Well, now you know what it sounds like, folks. We're going to play 20 questions with this mystery guest. This is so much fun. We got to do this every show all the time. It's the same old 20 questions game. We're going to go Michael, Kirsten, Donna. Michael, Kirsten, Donna. You each get to ask a yes or no question. It's that simple. When the question is answered, we'll move on. If you can guess our mystery guest within 20 questions, we'll have him do a stick dance for you.
Him.
If you don't get it, no, her. We'll have her do a stick dance for you.
Free question. Free question.
You crafty bugger, you.
You can thank me later. Are you ready?
You're so good all day.
Are you ready?
On.
Michael, lead us off, will you?
yes or no questions, huh?
Come on, Michael, anytime.
Yeah. Are you well known? I don't know. I don't know what to ask. I'm disappointed in myself.
That's a yes. Kirsten.
Well, I always like to ask this whenever I play 20 questions. Is our guest bigger than a bread box?
Oh, yeah.
That was an enthusiastic yes.
Good to know.
That was second question. And could you help me count the questions? You know, that was two. Donna, you're up next.
Does our guest have a show in the mornings?
Oh.
No.
That's a clear no. That's four questions. Michael, you're up next.
Is our guest currently wanted by the Viroqua police?
Are you hiding out right now?
No.
Is this your...
Okay.
No. That was the fourth question. Here comes the fifth question.
Is this guest associated with WDRT as a DJ or volunteer?
Ooh, good one.
No.
No.
That was
okay,
a no.
Good. Knocking out a bunch.
Donna?
Is our guest the mayor of Viroqua?
That's a great question.
No.
Michael?
Do you like lasagna?
Oh, that's the most important question, truly.
Yes.
Of course.
That's an enthusiastic yes. Kirsten, how do you follow that one?
Does our guest reside in the town of Viroqua?
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
that's a
so
yes for sure.
Very local person.
Donna?
Okay. Does our guest have anything to do with radio?
Yes.
That was a slippery yes.
The unsure yes.
A slippery.
I know what I'm going to ask now.
Yeah, okay. It's your turn.
Are you here from the FCC to examine us for possible problems? We really hope not.
No.
Okay. Oh, no. How, where are we in the number
I was
of questions?
Worried about that one.
That is 10. We're halfway
there.
Oh,
okay, halfway
okay. Come
through.
On, you guys.
We need more
get,
info. We need
halfway
info.
Through, and we know
get
absolutely
serious.
Nothing. We're killing
get
it.
Serious.
Okay. Are you known for your creative endeavors?
Yes.
Still
a,
not sure.
A cautious
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Donna.
All right. Are you a business entrepreneur?
Yes.
Now we're getting somewhere.
That was an unambiguous okay, yes.
Okay. I have one. Are you responsible for the artwork on our current WDRT swag?
Ooh.
No.
An excellent no. Wrong guess. No, that was really terrific. But
that
it was
a
wrong.
Good question.
Are you involved with food?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Food.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, Donna, how you doing? We have time, so, you know.
Okay. Do you do farm-to-table work?
No.
That's a great question.
Mm.
Wrong. Mm. Michael.
Donna kind of stole my question in a way there, so I have to think of something.
Just quick. Pretend you thought of it and ask it again.
No, that's a waste of a doggone it. Can I phone a friend?
Well, can we phone a friend who can
we
see
can
this?
Yeah. Kirsten, you go. And we'll come back to Michael if he thinks
are you involved with growing the food?
No.
Okay, great.
I know the answer. I know. Oh, I can't. Yeah, never mind.
Okay. Oh, I have one now.
Okay, good.
Mike.
Done it.
Are you involved with the current road work in the town of Viroqua?
and
are you on a break, and when do you have to be back?
No.
Okay. Well,
okay, I need a reminder. Where are we?
So you each get one more question.
We gotta nail this down.
Three to go, so make it good.
We got at a turn there. We're going to start with Donna.
All right. Are you a chef?
No.
He is the chief of things, but he's not a... Well, we know he's chief. He's not a chef.
Ooh.
The chief. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you the chief of police in Viroqua?
Yeah. And he...
Oh, baby. Is this it? Is
last
this
question.
Okay,
this
are
number 20.
You... Shoot. Are you...
I'm so nervous.
You can phone me if you
are
want.
Are you the Amish guy I get my pig from?
Yeah, he's doing Amish radio. Yes.
I mean, they're allowed to do it.
That.
Okay, folks. Say it again, Terry.
They all get to guess once.
Well, sure. That's the last question.
Well, I know it's the last question. We're each going to give you a shot at the actual name of our mystery guest, who is the boss of things somewhere, not in the road, not in the government, really close by. Okay, who wants to take the first guess? Donna.
Are you Jim Hallberg?
I mean, he was the cook for a long time. Walder.
Okay, so who wants to go second here? This is delicious. I love this. We're going to play this game all the time, every day. Michael.
Are you the owner of Wonder State Coffee?
Oh, you're so close.
What?
So incredibly close.
So close.
Where's my green guy?
Basically, across the street over there, close.
What?
Also near the radio station, close business. Successful, had their best day ever during the block party.
Come on, Kirsten, save us.
Oh! Unfair.
Oh, there were no hints at all.
Are you the chief in charge of the Woolly Bear Tap House?
Yes, he is. Take your masks off, folks. Tyler Kahn is in the studio today. The one.
Tyler.
Oh, the crowd's going crazy, Tyler.
So that's how I want to start all of my Tuesday mornings.
It was hot in there.
That was exhausting.
Wow, what a pleasure to meet you again today.
Good morning.
Tyler, I would be remiss.
Can we ask you other questions?
Go.
Yeah. Keep going, why not?
Thank you for WDRT Wednesdays.
I know.
If they haven't thanked you yet.
Indeed.
And I'm sure they have.
You go. Tyler is an incredibly valuable partner. And in our short time together, we've become the very best friends. You and DRT, you guys and DRT. I love it.
And thanks for keeping the giant laser-eyed caterpillar away from the station.
Yeah,
it's the only thing that keeps the rift closed.
Right. Yeah.
And he mows our grass. Did you know this?
This needs to be the first thing that people say about you.
He mows our grass.
I'll take it.
Nice.
I like mowing the lawn, you know?
Do you have a riding mower?
No, I mean just push.
Okay, wow.
No, I mean at home I'll ride.
Have you thought about sheep?
Sheep?
Yeah, goats.
They're great mowers. You know,
it's your lawn too. You can.
We will invest in the sheep if you feed the sheep.
It all depends upon what you think.
This could go on.
We need to do a cost benefit analysis of that. I think.
I think you're right. Thank you, Wizard of the Accounts.
I think we already cleared up that.
I can see a visioning session in our near future about whether and where to graze.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
In the questions, I think we cleared up that I don't raise animals, though. So.
And what did we get? 48 questions? What did we end up with, or something like that?
No, it was like 22.
Yeah.
We got to guess.
It was good.
Anne, could you remind us one more time what the leaderboard looks like?
Well, that was only 1 point.
Wait, do I get 5? Is this double jeopardy?
No. Kirsten,
we talked about this in the beginning.
It's only 1 point.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kirsten gets a point.
Right.
Although, let's
that
just.
That was a hard work.
Remember that she got some extra help.
Yeah,
there's an asterisk.
Hey, there might be an asterisk with
the victory. Oh, just like baseball record books, there'd be an asterisk.
So,
yeah,
of course, Kirsten is still in the lead at 15.
With an asterisk.
With Michael next at 12 and Donna at 8.
Woo! Donna Stink Dance.
Come on.
Folks, I got to tell you, we got less than a grand left to match that $5,000 matching grant from OV. We've already explained it to you. But that is the best way in the world to raise money. You give 10, we get 20. We get 40, we get 80. We get to come back and do another quiz show. Okay.
Stop saying that. They're going to stop doing
almost.
It. I'm like nervous. I'm like, this is a popular.
Here's an open-ended question for
I'm seeing light at the end
no
of the
points
tunnel.
Whatsoever. Mm-hmm. If somebody donated $37.83, what would the OV match be?
75, 64.
Oh, dang. Man. That's got to be.
I just got chills.
66.
I just got chills.
You know, Price is Right.
My chills are dying a little.
You said 83.
That was lovely.
You said 83.
Hey, folks.
Were you Price is Right, girl, Donna?
Sand.
No.
I have good news.
I want a point.
I have good news.
What?
Tyler Kahn will stay in the house to play a game with us. And that game is called WrestleMania.
This is actually hilarious.
We were just talking about this morning.
We're going
to drop our kids off at school today, so perfect.
So I know about the house burning. That's all I got.
We are going to play clips, vocal clips, of the most famous wrestlers who ever wrestled anywhere.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, it's your job. Tyler is answering the questions, okay? He is the contestant.
Okay.
We are now support for Tyler.
Okay.
Good.
Any hints you care to throw? Not that he'd ever need any, but, you know.
I need all the help I can get.
You can use my stick if you want to bust it.
If you want to still feel like you're part of the stick club.
Tyler, we think of you as permanently buzzed.
Fuzzed in.
I have a logistics question.
Excuse me.
Do we get any points?
No.
Here? Nobody gets points. Okay,
no.
I'll just sit back.
Can he donate his points to whoever he sees fit?
No. Stop batting your eyes. That's just not fair.
Double asterisk.
He wasn't even looking.
Last 5 points will just be asterisks.
Radio Man, would you play our first sound clip?
You play by different rules, yeah. You gotta get in your grandstanding and your hot dogging, don't you? Yeah.
Okay, let him have that one again.
We're a radio station, I swear.
You play by different rules, yeah. You gotta get in your grandstanding and your hot dogging, don't you? Yeah.
What is going on?
And I just say the name of
sure,
it is.
Sure.
That's Macho Man, right?
Absolutely. Randy Macho Man Savage.
I mean, I think most people.
Should you ever I think everybody knew that one. I mean, I'm looking at the panelists and I say, oh, that was so easy. Let's go. No, they aren't. Just so you know,
yes.
Tyler, my friend, If there is a sticky one, there are some handy clues that I, your host, will read to you.
Beautiful.
Okay. Is one of your headphones on backwards?
Well, I'm trying to share.
It's like that. Ed, it's how all the cool kids wear it now. Okay.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry. There, that's better. Would you play the second one, please?
Bret Hart, you've lost your championship. Now you lose much more. Now you find out who the mortician of excellence is.
So breathy.
Yeah. I wonder if that was leading up to a casket match, because this guy has casket matches.
Undertaker.
He would be the Undertaker. Oh, yeah.
How do you know?
Scary dude. He might be taller than Tyler. He's a scary dude. Yeah. Okay. Would you play number three, please?
Did you two just say you reek of awesomeness? Is that your new catchphrase?
Well, yeah, you have to
be. It doesn't matter if that's your new catchphrase.
That's comedy.
That's The Rock, right?
That is The Rock. Nobody has timing like The
Rock.
I
would have gotten that one.
Three
wrong.
For three.
Listening Absolutely. To these is the best way to pump yourself up in the morning. I feel like a playlist.
Who's next?
Well, you know, you're exactly right, Mean Gene. 1 year ago, brother, me and the Macho Man were as one.
The Hulk.
Brother, the brother Hulk. Gives it away.
The Hulk.
Yeah, brother.
The one and only. The Hulk.
Hulk Hogan. Okay.
I think we have one
I
left
stop.
For
I should
you.
Look at the sheet.
We are going.
Let's take a look.
The inventor of the asterisk gets an asterisk?
There's no points.
How about it? One more, Mr. Producer. One more.
I'm still wearing cashmere.
Yeah.
I'm still walking around in alligators. Woo! I'm still looking at the diamonds on this big old Rolex. I am still the world heavyweight wrestling champion.
Woo! Woo! Nature Boy Ric Flair. Right
oh, now. He nailed it. He got them all.
Please,
this is incredible.
Wow. I'm sweating. I'm sweating profusely.
A true scholar. A true profusely. Scholar in our midst.
Seriously, how?
Oh, this is too much. Tyler, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you for the quiz showing and you know, suffering through the questions. And hey, you know, everybody, just get in here and donate some money. Let's hit the
Woo!
Let's
thank you, buddy. Yeah.
Do you want to squeeze the green guy before you go?
Yeah, give it. Yeah, after all that wrestling bravado.
I'll take it.
We will see you all at the Woolly Bear. Yay! Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you. Thank you guys.
Party
Bye.
On. Party on.
Well done.
Party on.
Party on.
Party on.
Yes. Party on, guys.
Hey, folks, we got about a minute and a half to ask you for your hard-earned cash. Would you please part with some of it? And would you please consider becoming a sustainer? What does that mean, you might ask? This is what that means.
That means a lot.
You give
of
us permission to go to your bank account. Mm-hmm. It's safe. It's secure. Don't worry. Go to your bank account and take out the same small amount every month. And you know what? It makes it real easy to donate a sizable chunk of change without having to pull it out of your pocket all at once, mm-hmm. Okay? There is a minimum. $5 a month, that's $60 a year. There's a minimum, okay? $60 will get you that T-shirt. Mm-hmm. $120 will get you that incredibly wonderful zip-up hoodie. I was in mine earlier today.
Both snazzy and stylish.
I've been told I was styling, yes.
Do you get a pin if you become a sustainer?
Yes.
Do you
so it's
ever.
An add-on gift. It's like a fun bonus.
That's like the...
No matter
the,
how much.
That's like
thank
the,
you.
Hey, look
just
at me.
Straight yeah. up thank
that's
you.
That's our swag.
That's like, you know how they have challenge coins?
It is
Ooh.
Not sterling
silver.
It kind
of feels like the WDRT challenge coin.
It's a lot like that.
Yeah, like you see it and you're like, all right, nod to you, brother.
So that's right,
brother.
Folks. Every sustainer gets a WDRT. It could be a lapel pin. I wear mine on my hat. I like it there. You do what you want with it. It's really cool. It's really cool. And boy, does that help. Ann, could you give me just a couple of reasons
well,
it helps?
It's just so easy.
Yeah.
You do it, you sign up, and you forget about it. Just forget about it. I'll do the rest.
Forget about it.
And then every year we just renew you automatically. And then just every month you get that little bitty bit taken out. And then we just keep going. And, you know, though, we do know, like if something changes, you can always cancel it easily. Easy
Absolutely.
Peasy.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want you to. And there may be some consequences. But we will do it. We will cancel. It'll be social consequences.
Well, there is.
And it'll be showing up at your house.
In my household, I'll say, oh, that person doesn't donate anymore.
You have to give a pin back. But no, it's super easy, and it just makes it. And you know, we don't have to spend money on renewal letters or mailing. You know, you're mailing you a renewal letter with a stamp and all that stuff. So.
And you don't have to find your checkbook twice a year.
Exactly.
Right? We ask this favor respectfully.
Ooh. Ooh. Nicely done.
Hold it.
Don't be scared. I'm scared.
I'm scared. But I'm going to give more money.
That's all we care about.
Don't worry about it.
You don't even have cotton balls in your mouth, and that's how you
Thank
sound.
Thank you.
Wow, amazing.
Thank you, that's Don.
Good.
It was well done.
And then are we
638-9378. We forgot to mention the drive-up window. We have a drive-up window.
We do.
You just pull right in there.
Come on.
Just slap your money on it.
Slap you.
Granted,
so
it's money slap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on down.
We'll be here all day.
All day.
We'll be here until 6 o'clock. And we're going to raise $15,000, right? With your help.
Oh, yeah. There's no other option.
Nope, that's it. Yeah. This is a no fail.
Yep.
No fail. One answer, no fail.
What do we have left? 1,000 still?
Yeah.
Let's see if
we can raise
less than that.
$9.
Okay. And in order to spur those donations.
Let's roll them in.
Okay, folks.
Keep rolling.
You know what? It's time for the final round. Each panelist will be asked a series of questions in rapid order. They will have 40 seconds to answer as many as they can. I caution you not to waste time. And a question that's dumping you, move on. Okay. We can come back to your question if you still have time in your clock. Right. The order of play will be Michael, followed by Kirsten, followed by Donna. Are you ready?
Yes. Ready.
Ready.
I was born ready.
Oof.
Whoa. Oof.
I like that. Michael.
Sir.
How many days are in September?
31?
Wrong.
Doug.
Michael.
Where's the...
Name another month with 30 days in it. Please name another month with 30 days.
October?
No.
Wrong.
Okay. Halloween.
Your time. Name the brightest planet in the nighttime sky.
The Venus?
Yes. Name a regular music program on DRT.
Driftless Mornings.
Yes. Name a member of DRT's paid staff. Okay.
There's two in front of you.
I was trying to think of everybody's last name, and I was like, I probably have to come up with that.
For those of you out there who have never actually been on a quiz show, there is nothing quite like the pressure of time.
Of the time clock.
We could have asked Michael his name, and it could have been, Holy MacDougal.
We got names.
That was 2 points for
Michael. I got some people to thank.
2 points
Don't worry,
Michael.
We're not eating into your time.
No,
this
I'm
is
not
our
worried.
Time. I want to thank the Woolly Bear. We know that guy.
Woo!
We want to thank Douglas. Who particularly loves Prague is a lion.
Ooh, yeah. Good show.
We want to thank Cynthia and Emily, who is a new sustainer. Thank you, Emily.
Welcome to the family.
We want to thank Roberta, Hillary, and Tyler. You may know those folks. We want to thank Ed from Viroqua, who just happens, not this Ed.
I was going to say, you're just thanking yourself.
Thanks, buddy. Oh, boy. Liz Schifani is in the studio with a big cardboard check for $8 million.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh. It's big. Thank you, Liz. She's a great collaborator.
Where
here.
Do you get big checks?
We did one
later.
There was that one
Kirsten.
Time.
Yes. Are you ready?
Yeah, no.
Well, you better be.
I know.
What month is Labor Day in?
Labor Day is in September.
Right. Name a fruit or nut tree.
Almond.
Yes. Name another fruit. Or nut.
Peach.
Yes. Name a regular talk show on DRT.
Talk show like speaking, like conversations?
Yes. What is DRT's mailing address?
311 South Main.
Yes. Name the brightest object in the nighttime sky.
Nighttime, the moon?
Yes. How many pledge days do we have every year?
Oh, we have two because we're so efficient.
She got him all.
She's good.
Well, we do also have the season of giving, which I don't know if that
we
counts.
Do.
But
that's not officially a pledge.
No, it's
no. This is a very specific question, Donna. How you feeling?
Oh,
oh no, you're looking a little
you
scared.
Can do it.
Donna. Yeah. Breathe. Come on. Okay.
If you get all of them right, you can tie with Kirsten.
Oh, no pressure.
Thanks, Ann.
Okay.
Tie.
Ready.
Sorry.
In what month does fall begin?
September.
Yes. Name a WDRT show that you have hosted.
Donna and the B-Sides. Yes.
What is the name of our home galaxy? The galaxy.
The solar system.
The galaxy.
Milky Way.
Yes. What two seasons do our pledge days happen in?
They happen in the fall and in the spring.
Yes. Name a fruit or vegetable that's good for pie.
Oh, boysenberry.
Yes. Name another fruit or vegetable that's good for pie.
That would be tomato.
Wait. We're giving you.
Thank you.
That is true.
That buzzer was the end of your time. Not. We're accepting tomato pie.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, boy. That's pretty tense.
Did you miss one? You missed one.
She didn't get to the 10th.
Oh, it was the last one.
Then my numbers are correct.
Yes. Had your time not run out, it was, what killed you there? It was Milky Way. Took you a while. What's DRT's phone number?
Oh!
I know, hon. But.
Wait, should we all say it?
Yes.
608-638-9378.
Absolutely.
If you want to pledge.
Oh. Become part of the family.
Okay, yeah. Folks.
Yes.
It's time to crown our Pledge Day champion.
Is there a real crown? I just need to know.
Sure.
Right now.
Okay. It's pretty darn tense in here while we give our wizard the time to add it up.
I just have to say that I kind of lied. When I said that you could.
I know!
I saw that. I'm really sad.
Because I hadn't added up Kirsten's points yet, and so I apologize.
I get it. That's okay. It was great theater. It was really good theater.
This is not easy, is it?
Yeah, good drama.
So here's what we've got. We've got Donna at 14.
That's a good number.
Tied with Michael for 14.
Which means?
We're going to crown Kirsten. 22 points.
Oh, yeah. Man.
She's in.
All right.
Thank you.
Our new champion, of course.
Is this something I can put on my resume?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
We'll verify it.
Twice. And here's the all-important question. Kirsten, as reigning champion, will you return for our next quiz show, which is really likely to be on or around Halloween?
Oh, if it's Halloween, then yes, absolutely.
That's a yes. That's a big yes, and we'll hold you to it.
Absolutely.
The contract is in the mail.
Okay? Oh, great. My contract for nothing?
Yeah, that one.
No, for...
Same we all signed. Well, my friends.
Same as always.
I hope you all had as much fun out there as we had in here.
Woo!
You ought to think about joining us on a future quiz, so drop us a line and we'll get in touch with you. I want to thank our wizard of the accounts, Ann Altland, our expert panelists, Michael and Kirsten, and Donna. You folks are the best. Big thanks to our guest, superstar Tyler Kahn, who was so kind to play. Many thanks to our producer who invented this thing, Terry O'Connor.
Yeah.
And most of all, thanks to you for tuning in this morning. We'll be here all day asking for your support. Call us. Help us out. Thank you so much.
Give us
Bye-bye.
Some money.